Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our Lord, our sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In today's episode and program, dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to find solutions for a very big problem and matter in our lives, and that is gunah and sins. We have come to this planet by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are temptations and there are sins that attract human beings. We came to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet, but instead of worshipping Allah azza wa jalla, instead of searching for His pleasure, instead of worshipping Him and doing things only for His sake, we get attracted to the sins of this world and we land ourselves in the pits of gunah and sins. Because of our actions and our ways, dear viewers, we are unable to find a way out of our problems in lives. Somebody is suffering from bodily issues, others are suffering from financial problems, others are suffering from marital issues and matters. There are situations in your life. Every single day you are looking for a solution for those problems. Years may have passed and we cannot find any solution for those problems. Is it not possible that because of my actions, because of my wrongdoings, because of how I was supposed to be as a Muslim, I'm doing the opposite due to which maybe I'm facing these problems? Please analyze and perform introspection after watching tonight's program, inshallah, azza wa jalla, for we are going to explore after reciting Quranic ayat and verses, after reading those stories that serve as admonition for one and all, for the entire world. And inshallah azza wa jalla, the very same Quran that came as the book of Allah azza wa jalla, dhikr for us to recite, subhanallah, in which there's contentment, there's guidance. Let's use the book of guidance, kalamullah, and have a look and see what has happened to the nations before us. We are also a nation. We live in this country. You could be living in the UK, in South Africa, in Lesotho, Mozambique, Malawi, anywhere in the world. We are also a nation created by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the rules of how you should be living on this planet has been set by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's expected from you from the morning till the evening until you complete your lifespan? What Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from you? What were you supposed to do as a Muslim? Kya main wo kaam kar raha hoon ki main kya duniya mein phas chuka hoon? And to what level and to what extent am I stuck in the world and after which I cannot find and make my way out? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a silsila once again to give us some admonition and for us to understand our life as Muslims. Before we go any further into our discussion, inshallah azza wa jalla, let's listen to this beautiful, fragrant hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who recites salawat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and freed from the hellfire. وَأَسْكَنَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الشُّهَدَاءِ. And such a person who recites 100 durood and salawat, he azza wa jalla will place him amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. وَأَسْكَنَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الشُّهَدَاءِ. He will be placed amongst those who have been slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What a great honor and blessing this is for reciting Durood and Salawat. And we listen to these narrations almost daily, dear viewers. Form the habit. You have all the time on hand. Whether you are driving, sitting, idling in life, you have 5, 10, 20 minutes, half an hour to an hour. Do not waste your time. Recite Durood and Salawat. For it is through the blessings of this Durood and Salawat you shall get connected to the most merciful Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us, dear viewers. So, yes, we were speaking about how the nations, the previous nations, the nations of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Hud alayhi salam, Nabi Saleh alayhi salam, from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Shith alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, all these great prophets of Allah azza wa jalla that came in this world as guidance for their nations. But when their nations crossed those limits, The very same limits which Allah Azza wa Jalla set for them had set for us as well. But dear viewers of Madini channel, how Allah Kareem descended azab and punishment for them, how they were enveloped in the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and how Allah Azza wa Jalla had wiped them from the face of this earth, that even today we cannot even see their traces, dear viewers. But they were nations that existed before us, strong, hefty, tall warriors, giants. They were huge in size. Where are they today? So this is the admonition. This is the reminder for you and I as Muslims. This is the program called Reformation of the Ummah, dear viewers of Madini channel. There are so many gunas and so many sins that we commit. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, it's my humble and my earnest appeal to the viewers of Madini channel that despite your salah, your ibadat, your worship, your taqwa, your piety, today it's my humble appeal and my humble request to you to kindly, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, keep your mind open and understand that from morning to evening, there are numerous sins we commit. Allahu Akbar. We commit sins knowingly, unknowingly at times. Yet we perform salah. Yet we go for hajj. Yet we give charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But Allahu Akbar. It is through the tricks of shaitan, the devil. It is because of the love of the dunya, which has captured our hearts. We indulge in such sinning, dear viewers. Sometimes disrespect to your parents. We undermine their opinions. We give them no importance, whether it is your parents, whether it is your teachers, whether it is your wife and children, whether it is the people that you work with. We backbite, we slander, we cheat, we deceive, we fight, we swear, we hurt the feelings of others. There are numerous sins that we commit. Are we aware of that? Is that in any count, by the way? Here, the Quran serves as an admonition. Yeah, the Quran Pak is there not for us to keep in the shelves and for it to collect dust, and Ramadan will come and then again we're going to open the Quran and say, wow, I completed 10 Quran, I completed 20 Quran Pak. Dear viewers, think about it. Focus for a moment. Was this not for you as a book of guide for you and I, for the rest of the world? Today, we want to understand every other language, especially our contracts that may be in different languages for our working purposes, right? That contract stipulates your holidays, your income, the rules and regulations for where you work. But aren't we interested in reading the book of guidance of how to live on this planet which Allah has given you? Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered His favor upon you to give us the book of guidance so that we may find His pleasure. We may do the right things in life so that may Allah Azza wa Jalla shower mercy upon us. How many of us are suffering today? You can find yourself stagnant. You find yourself getting rusted. You are in depression. You are in anxiety. You can't find any way out for the last 20 years. You are stuck. You find like there's a wall before your face and you can't make a way out. Why is this happening to you? You're working, you're earning money, you got salary happening, mashallah, you have a family. But why is this happening to you? The answer for that is in the very same Quran Pak. There's no need to go ask people who can see and do fortune telling. What is my problem? Why I feel like there's a bandish and there's a blockage in my life? Ask the Quran Pak and the Quran would reveal to you what's your actual problem. But we are distant from this kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have restricted the orders of the Quran Pak just to recite it. It's just restricted to the lips alone. It never enters the heart. It never makes a difference within our lives. That is why we complete 20 Quran Pak and we still find ourselves in the same place. Whereas people of the past recite the Quran just once, and that once or one ayat of the Quran Pak would change their entire lives. There are such awliya Allahs who heard the recitation of one ayat, one verse, after being robbers because of reciting or hearing the verse of one ayat of the Quran Pak, the entire lives have changed. Today, look at our state, our condition. We are crying. We are looking for a way out. We are running, we are traveling, we are spending money and we are trying very hard. But we are not asking Allah for the solution. We are asking His bandas for the solution. We are asking others for a way out. We are not asking the Rabb who set the rules and regulations for us to live on this planet. It's His laws, it's His rules because He has given you this life. And He wants you to do exactly what He has ordered in the Holy Quran. And you can never question Allah Azza wa Jalla, why this, why that? Ya Allah, why this? Don't ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, because in the Holy Quran Allah says, La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. He Azza wa Jalla is not to be questioned what He does. Jiha. And they, the people, will be questioned. Wa hum yus'alun. They will be questioned. You can't ask Allah, why this with me and why that with me? Can you ask Allah this question? So Allah made fishing forbidden for Bani Israel on a Saturday. Allah Kareem had forbidden them from fishing on a Saturday. And by the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it was that particular day of the week where many fish used to come in the ocean. And this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His rules and His planet. It's His world, dear viewers. And if you do as He says to do and don't use your own intellect, your own mind and your own wisdom, but find in these verses the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you would learn and see how success would haste towards you and come. Anyways, these people had got an idea from Shaitan. Shaitan came and fed a very good idea. You know what? You can put some pipes from your homes to the ocean. And then you create these reservoirs. So the fish will come and get stuck in the pipe and travel into the reservoir. And on Sunday, you can take out the fish. You never fished on a Saturday, right? On its own, it came through the pipe and entered the reservoir. And on a Sunday, you may take out the fish. And the Bani Israels bought this idea. Disobedient. As usual, Allahu Akbar. They disregarded the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It was the exact same thing. Allah Kareem had forbidden them from fishing on a Saturday, but because they created huge reservoirs and they set pipes, whether it was pipe or whether it was a net, the fact is that you still made a plan for the fish to get stuck in your trap for a Saturday. And Allah Kareem then punished them to such an extent that one day it was witnessed that all of them have turned into apes. Allahu Akbar. Listen to what Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
And undoubtedly, you would definitely know those amongst you who had transgressed in the matter of Saturday, yani the day when they were not supposed to fish. So Allah Ta'ala says, so we said to them that become apes. Despised. This is actually a lesson for you and I. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِدَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Henceforth, we made this incident of that town a lesson to those who were present and to those who succeeded them, and advice for the pious. This incident is an advice for those who want to become pious. We all want to become pious. But when we sin, we forget these admonitions. What is the lesson from this is what we need to derive, dear viewers. So we come to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made this event a lesson for us. Therefore, we must pay heed to this and repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jiha, perform good deeds and avoid disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now listen to this verse of the Holy Quran. Allah Kareem states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in Surah Ma'idah.
لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Listen from your heart, dear viewers. Allah Kareem states, cursed are those who committed disbelief from amongst the children of Israel through the tongue of Dawood and Isa, the son of Maryam. This was the recompense for their disobedience and transgression of what they spoke ill of. Yani, they gained the curse of the prophets because of their sinnings. So they earned the curses of even the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is to become really disobedient, dear viewers of Madinah channel. You know, Sayyidina Wahab, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he reports, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to a prophet from Bani Israel, when someone obeys me, I am pleased with him. And when I am pleased with him, I give him many blessings. When someone disobeys me, I am displeased with him. And when I am displeased with him, I curse him. My curse affects 7 generations of his family. Really think seriously about this. You want to open business? You want to invest money? You want to do good in 30, 40, 50 years Allah has given you? That world which is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah in terms of its value, and we can sacrifice our parents for the same dunya. We fight with the whole world to get something of the dunya. All 60, 70 years was utilized just to build one home with 3, 4 bedrooms, that's all. Just to get a roof over your family's head, what not we have to go through, and we sacrifice, we throw down the drain our entire 50, 60 years of lifespan. This lifespan was for you to earn Jannah, for you to please your Rabb, to make Allah happy with you, for Allah to become pleased with you. But what makes our nafs happy? What makes us happy is what we want to do. And many nations were destroyed before that. Do you know Ad and Samud? The nation of Ad, they transgressed, they sinned, they were disobedient, they were not loyal, they hurt, they taunted the Prophet of Allah. They used to ask, where is the azab of Allah? You keep on warning us of the azab, where is it? And when the cloud appeared, a hurricane came, dear viewers. The Quran confirms a hurricane came. Allah showed such people who were tall. Allah gave them architectural skills. They were such architects that they could carve the mountains, shape the mountains, and build homes within the mountains. Such intellect Allah has given them. And they were asking, where's Allah's punishment? And when the hurricane came that lasted for 8 days, they were flying in the air like dry leaves. And with the power of that azab and punishment that flung them and brought them back to the ground, with its force, they were scattered into pieces on the ground. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Is this not admonition? When you read the Quran, when you read its meaning, it doesn't make you fear. What if my community is going to go next? How can you just read the verse and not allow for that to make any difference in your heart? Allah done this before to entire nation that even today you can't even smell or see their traces. But they were tall, they were huge, they were warriors. Where are they today? This is the question to ask yourself, dear viewers. Look at the Qawm of Salih alayhi salam. The very same thing happened. Such an earthquake came. Is this not a lesson for us to learn? What happened after the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to so many nations, and here comes the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ummah of the most merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And our ummah's punishment is that Allah Kareem doesn't give hidayah to the heart. In physical form punishments, it may come, it may not come. That the Quran says, and we turn their hearts and their eyes away, yani from the truth. Allah Kareem have mercy on us, dear viewers. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we shall break for this beautiful kalam. We have Milad Raza Attari Hafizahullah, who will recite this kalam for us, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Huzur, aisa koi intizam ho jaye. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's listen to this beautiful kalam. And when we do return, inshallah, we are to continue with our discussion. Terrifying consequences of sins and guna. What happens to you when you sin? What will happen in the qabr? What will happen in the akhirah? Is for us to learn, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let's listen to this kalam. And within a moment, we shall be back with our program. Stay locked with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Huzur aisa koi intizam ho jaye salam ke liye hazir ghulam ho jaye salam ke liye hazir ghulam ho jaye. Main sirf dekh loon ek baar subh taiba ko. Main sirf dekh loon ek baar subh taiba ko. Bala se phir meri duniya sham ho jaye. Bala se phir meri duniya sham ho jaye. Tajalliyat se bhar loon main apna kaasa-e-jaan. Tajalliyat se bhar loon main apna kaasa-e-jaan. تو کام ہو جائے اور حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل سمٹ کے پاس لائے چند گام ہو جائے سمٹ کے پاس لائے چند اور مزا تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں مزا تو جب ہے فرشتے قبر میں کہہ دے سبی حمد حت خیر الانام ہو جائے سبی حمد خیر الانام ہو جائے حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک. اینڈ دیٹ واز آور میلاد رضا اتاری حفظہ اللہ ریسائٹنگ سچ اے بیوٹیفل کلام. حضور کوئی ایسا انتظام ہو جائے. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. مے اللہ کریم میک دیٹ انتظام فار اس دیٹ وی مے انٹر دی سٹیز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مکہ المکرمہ اینڈ مدینہ المنورہ زادہ اللہ شرف و تعظیمہ. الحمدللہ رب العالمین. It is only through these kalams that we feel rejuvenated, we feel spiritually boosted and connected to the beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Subhanallah. After such a beautiful kalam, such a soothing kalam, let's get back to our discussion as we were discussing the destructions of the previous nations. An admonition, a lesson to take. Now, before the kalam, I mentioned, dear viewers, that the heart of a person doesn't attain guidance. Allah Ta'ala Kareem says in Holy Quran Pak, and we turn their hearts and their eyes away from the truth. A lot of people cannot practice and act upon the truth because Allah Kareem doesn't guide the heart thereafter. Listen to this. Three signs of a ruined heart. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'im Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh Under this verse, he states, there are three signs of a corrupted heart. Number one, feeling no pleasure in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're worshipping Allah, you're reading salah, you're reading Quran, but there's no pleasure in the heart. Sign number one. Number two, not fearing gunah and sins. He has a lot of audacity and a lot of guts to commit sins. And if he's bold in doing so, you should know that the heart is corrupted. Number three, not taking admonition from the death of the people. How people are leaving this world and their deaths makes no difference to us. Yet the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, visit the graveyards. Visiting the graveyard reminds you of the Akhirah. Touch the body of a dead person, because touching the body of a dead man is the best advice for you. Perform the janazah of a person, because when you perform the janazah of a person, your heart becomes sad. And for a person who's sad, he's under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Keep these points in your mind, dear viewers of Madini channel. And remember that sins has a very great impact on our actions. The consequences of sinning continuously will bring about destruction in your lives. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So there are many, many, many signs. I mean, this personality of your Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, I had a religious brother who loved me very much. In my eyes, he was someone who performed a lot of worship, prayed tahajjud salah. He would cry out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day, I was told he fell ill and he became very weak. So I went to visit him. I went to see him at his home. I saw he was lying on the floor. As he was laying on the floor, his face was dark and his eyes were blue. I said, brother, say la ilaha illallah. As he was about to leave this world, Allahu Akbar. He opened his eyes and looked towards me with great difficulty before falling unconscious. I encouraged him to recite again. So he opened his eyes and said, I am unable to recite this. Allahu Akbar. So I said to him, this personality is saying, I said to my friend, if you will not recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah before you die, I will not wash your body, nor would I shroud you. And I will not even participate in your funeral, in your janazah. Upon hearing this, he replied, O Mansur, a barrier has been placed between me and the kalima. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He asked him, where's your prayers? Where's your ibadat, your fasting, your tahajjud salah? The nights that you spend in worship, what happened? So he responded with regret. He says, O Mansur, I did not do any of this for the sake of Allah. I performed all of this worship to show people how pious I am and receive their praises. They praised me. But when I was alone behind closed and shut doors, then I would drink alcohol. I would consume alcohol and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, once I fell very ill, I had no hope of surviving. So I picked the Quran and I started reciting it until I reached Surah Yasin. Then I made dua to Allah, oh Allah, cure me for the sake of the Quran. And Allah removed my sickness and granted me cure. Through the blessing of Quran Pak, Allah cured me, but I engaged in sin once again. I broke the pact of repentance and obeyed the devil. This continued for a long time until I suddenly fell ill again for the second time. I made dua, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive me. But I was foolish. As soon as I received the blessings of good health, I followed my desires again and I continued to displease Allah Azza wa Jalla by engaging in sin once again. He says, when I fell ill for the third time, I picked the Quran, but I was unable to recite the Quran for the third time. I wanted to recite the Quran, but my tongue would not allow me to recite the verses of Quran Pak. I then understood Allah Azza wa Jalla was displeased with me. Despite this, I made dua, oh Allah, cure me for the sake of the Quran. And this time I heard a voice from the unseen. When you fell ill, you repent. And when you are healthy, you engage in sin. When you are in difficulty, you cry. And when you are healthy, you engage in wrongdoing and disobedience. You encountered many difficulties and Allah Azza wa Jalla granted you relief from all of them. Regardless of this, you continue to do sins and gunah. Did you not fear death? You possess intellect and understanding, but you remained heedless and oblivious. Allah Almighty was favorable towards you, but you forgot. You made many promises to Allah, but broke all of them. Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar then mentions, he was crying whilst telling me all of the stories of his. I stood up and I began to leave. And by the time I reached the door, his soul had left his body without reciting the kalima. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The last thing that you ever want is that when you leave this world with iman intact. Because the Quran has commanded us, fear Allah like you're rightfully supposed to fear Him and do not die but as a Muslim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. The orders of the Quran are, indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most merciful. He accepts our tawbah, our repentance. But this does not mean that we should be so bold in committing sins and disobedience in the hope of repenting. To repent is a good deed, but not everyone can do this, right? Sometimes sins causes our hearts to become hard. The curse of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends and we are not granted the ability to make tawbah. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the disgrace of this world and the hereafter. He says in the Holy Quran, and he whom Allah causes to become disgraced, there is no one to give him honor. Allahu Akbar. Yani, and he whom Allah causes to become disgraced, if Allah removes your izzat, takes away your reputation, your dignity, then there is no one in the world who can give you back that izzat which Allah has taken away. Allah Kareem, have mercy on us, dear viewers. Let's recite this beautiful dua in the court of Allah, that when we die, we leave this world with iman. Let's ask to the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may our qabr, may our grave be filled with the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we receive guidance. May our grave turn into a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah. May our shrouds turn into the garments, heavenly garments of Jannah. May Allah cause the cool breeze of paradise to reach us in the qabr. May we be safe from the scorpions and snakes of the grave, dear viewers. It's the world's most loneliest and darkest home. Admonition for us, when you go to the graveyard, don't you know that one day you're going to be there as well? This is another way to stop committing sins and guna. Let's make this dua, inshallah, azza wa jalla.
Main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha imdad meri karne aajana rasool allah roshan meri turbat ko اے نور خدا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Stop sinning. These sins would lead to humiliation, disgrace in the world, in the akhirah. Listen to this little brief story. Sayyidina Jubair bin Nufair rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when the Muslims conquered Qabrus, an area, a city, a country that was captured, was conquered by the Muslims, he says, I saw Abu Darda crying alone. I went to him and I said, Ya Sayyidi, O Honorable One, Allah granted the Muslims victory over these disbelievers, and why are you crying? It's a day of joy. We conquered this place, but then why do you cry? Abu Darda radiallahu an, great companion of Rasulullah sallam, he says, O Jubair, ponder how dishonorable the one who disobeys Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes. The people of Qabrus were honorable people. The people of the city were honorable people. However, they disregarded the commands of Allah Almighty. They disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla, and now this is their state, that Allah given us victory over them. Allah had made them lose this battle. They are all disgraced. They are all humiliated. And they have fled from here. They have died. We learn that respect and honor are only gained by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who disobey Allah azza wa jalla will be disregarded and humiliated. The mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, once wrote a letter to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and it said, without a doubt, from the punishment for the one who disobeys Allah Almighty is that those who praised him, one of the punishments of Allah is that those who used to praise that person will now start to speak ill of that person. This is also a punishment of Allah. That first people talk good about you. Wow, what a good man, what a good person. He's like this and he's like that. And then after some time you hear people all talk evil about that person. Because Allah removes the izzat from the person. And people are talking bad about that person. Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when an individual performs a good deed, it becomes noor and light for him in his heart and strengthens his entire body. And when someone sins, it darkens the heart and weakens his body as well. Allahu Akbar. Disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla only brings calamities and disasters. The Quran says,
ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Turmoil appeared in the land and the sea because of the evil deeds which people's hands have earned, so that they taste the flavor of some of their evil deeds. Perhaps they abstain. The land has changed because of our evil deeds, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And Allah wants us to taste our own evil, meaning it's our own actions. That is why the Quran Pak states, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعَفُوا أَن كَثِيرٍ. The summary of this ayah is that when any wrong or any bad thing befalls upon us, when any mishap and something bad happens to us, is due to our own hands. We have earned that. Ask yourself this question: I could not stop this sin for so many years. Today I have met a brother who hugged me, an uncle who is in his 70s, and he cried and he said to me, my son stands in front of my face and swears at me. People do this. He says, my granddaughter that I nurtured, I groomed. He says that she was a little child when I have nurtured her, I groomed her, I grown her. I sent her to school being a nana, being a dada. I did what not for her. Today she's over 20 years old and she rules me. She swears and she says, what have you done? This is how we treat people for the good they have done in their life for us. This is how we repay them with good by leaving them lonely in life. A grandfather today had cried before me. And this brought tears to my eyes as well. And this made me feel like, really? Is this the world? Is this how people behave? Dear viewers of Madini Channel, when people commit gunah and sins, let alone insan, even animals curse such a person. Even animals dislike and they curse the person who commits sins. Listen to this narration. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when droughts become severe, when there's a drought and famine in a town, the animals curse the disobedient and say, this drought is due to your sins. Even animals know, because of human beings' sins, Allah sends all these azab in various ways. We can't hear them because they are muted animals, right? But they have feelings, they understand this. Ponder how humans are the most noble creation and animals are inferior in so many ways. But human sins, when the sins exceeds the limits, even animals speak ill of them. Even animals speak ill of us. And they know that this drought and this takleef that we have received is because of the sins of people. Repent, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah. Remember the punishment of the grave, as I mentioned to you, dear viewers, and let's make this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Laga takiya gunahon ka pada din raat sota ho. Laga takiya gunahon ka pada din raat sota ho. Mujhe khab ghaflat se jaga do ya rasool allah. Mujhe khab ghaflat se jaga do ya Rasool Allah. Gunah kar kar ke haaye ho gaya dil sakht patthar se. Tum hi ab kuch karo maahe risalat ya Rasool Allah. Tum hi ab kuch karo maahe risalat ya رسول اللہ.
امین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, we have come to the end of the program and our discussion was about the terrifying consequences of sinning and guna. What happened to the previous people? What can happen with us? And it's never too late. The doors of repentance are open. You take one step towards tawbah, Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy will come hastening towards you, inshallah. And when your sins will be forgiven, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean, or even if they are taller and greater than the mountains, Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy is far more greater than that to your viewers. Don't feel shy. It's never too late to come to this court, because why? This is that bargah where you raise your hand once and you are heard before you even ask. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah knows your intentions. Allah Kareem may forgive us. Until next time, keep smiling. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If possible, when you raise your hands, try and cry and ask Allah for forgiveness. Try and keep your heart present and have remorse and regret over your sins. These are some of the conditions of tawbah. Allah Kareem accept our tawbah. Allah grant us His proximity and closeness. And may Allah Kareem take us all to the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara time and again, inshallah azza wa jalla. Until next time, keep reciting durood pak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.